Good day, my dear brothers and sisters. This is Father Blake Britton. Today, we will be reflecting on the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants, who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, Pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant, as I had pity on you? Then in anger his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart. When Jesus finished these words, he left Galilee and went to the district of Judea across the Jordan. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In order to appreciate the depth of today's Gospel, we have to read it and interpret the parable in light of Christ's crucifixion as well as the forgiveness of our sins. We have this unique story about the master and his 2 servants. Now, of course, the master is the only one in this parable who has every right to demand debt to be collected. It's his funds. The slave, however, the servant to the master, does not have any right or authority to demand the same of his fellow slave. If we read this in the context of the crucifixion of Christ and our salvation, we'll very quickly see that the master is Jesus, and the 2 servants are Christians. And the great debt that is to be paid is our sinfulness. What does the master do before that great debt? When the person gets on his knees and he begs the master for forgiveness, the master forgives the debt. That is Christ forgiving our sins. And we are supposed to take that grace and to do likewise to our brothers and sisters who are around us. But what does this servant do in his pettiness? He goes and he refuses to share the same mercy that he has received. He is acting as if he is superior or better than his fellow servant. But they're both slaves. They're both on the same level. And yet he presumes that he has the power to withhold mercy from his fellow slave, when the master, the only person who actually had the power and authority to withhold mercy, did not do so. He was merciful. And the same thing with Christ. The only person who has every right to refuse mercy is Jesus, God made flesh, without sin, perfect and selfless. Yet what did he do? He did not withhold mercy. He poured it out to the last drop of his blood on the cross. We have no right to withhold what God himself has discerned not to withhold, which is mutual forgiveness and mercy for our brothers and sisters. This is the logic behind the Our Father when Jesus says, "Pray this way, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." Why is this necessary? Each of us is a cup, a beautiful chalice forged in the fires of baptism, confirmation, and Holy Eucharist, these sacraments of initiation. And our cups were created to be filled with the rich wine of merciful salvation. But the Father cannot fill that cup if it is already filled with the lewd poison of grudge, resentment, selfishness, ego, pettiness, superficiality. When our cup is already filled with these lesser drinks, the Father cannot pour His mercy into our hearts. And that is why He says, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." We can only receive mercy insofar as we show mercy. But if our hearts are filled with lack of forgiveness and with resentment or negative thoughts and opinions towards others, towards family members, towards politicians, towards clergy, towards friends, towards co-workers, then how can God possibly give us the freedom of His divine mercy and the peace that He desires to share? So on this day when we read the gospel, let us ask the Lord first and foremost to make us aware of those people towards whom we have resentment, unforgiveness, and negative thoughts or feelings. And let us ask the Lord in His great divine mercy to set us free from that poison. Let us ask for the grace to share what we have received time and time again in the sacrament of reconciliation. Time and time again, no matter how many times we fall or fail, Jesus still forgives us, and yet how quick we are to refuse to share that with another by harboring negative thoughts and opinions of them in our hearts, by being passive-aggressive or sarcastic or jaded with them. We need to ask the Lord to set us free from that poison. And also, ask the Lord for the humility to get on our knees before Him and ask forgiveness. Lord, please forgive me of my own sinfulness, my own shallowness and pettiness, that I've allowed things of this world to take away my peace and to separate me from You. You have forgiven my debt, Lord, the debt of my sin. You've died for my sake upon the cross. May I not allow anything to disturb the great grace that You have shared. Amen.